Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six.
Today's topic is homeschool flying, how to get organized with the Fly Lady. Marla Silly is the Fly Lady of FlyLady.net. For 16 years, she has been helping hundreds of thousands of women and even a number of men get organized and break out of the chaos, which stands for Can't Have Anyone Over Syndrome. She is the author of Sync Reflections and Body Clutter and host of the Fly Lady and Friends podcast. She speaks to homeschoolers at conventions and has homeschooled grandchildren. I can't wait to share the inspiring chat we had. But first, I want to tell you about the tool that will help you make this year your most organized ever. It's called the Organized Homeschool Life. Just like Fly Lady's missions, the missions in the Organized Homeschool Life take just 15 minutes a day. But these missions are designed just for homeschoolers. No longer will your homeschool be in chaos. You won't have to rush to get your curriculum, holidays, or any part of your family life organized, because you'll be preparing all year long in short, easy missions. You'll save time, money, and your sanity with the book, organizing printables, and mission calendars. Pick up your copy at homeschoolsanity.com/homeschoolflying. I'm so thrilled that Marla agreed to join me and share more of her organizing wisdom with Homeschool Sanity listeners. Get ready to laugh and fly through your homeschool.
My idea is to talk about the homeschooling mom who is struggling, just like I was, because she is disorganized and, you know, she's maybe tried some things in the past to get organized and they haven't worked. And now she is wondering if she should even be homeschooling, because that's really where I was. I felt like a complete failure. And one of my questions for you, Marla, is before you got organized, finally, using the system that you later developed into the Fly Lady system, did you feel like that? Did you feel like a failure?
Oh, yes. It was awful. I mean, terrible how I felt. I beat myself up all the time because I couldn't keep house. And then I married this wonderful man, and I was just... You know, I wanted to be the best wife possible, yet you couldn't walk in our home.
Yeah.
So I was this total failure.
Were you?
That's what I thought. And
yeah,
he'd look at me and he'd say, but I didn't marry you to be a housekeeper. I mean, I would even voice it that he deserved more. And he said, I have you. You know, he was this wonderful man and spoiled me rotten. And here I was beating myself up, trying to stuff my feelings. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, it was just awful.
My experience wasn't as much like that. My husband was really frustrated with me because his mother was pretty organized. And...
the poor baby.
Yeah. Well, he's not so bad. I mean, he's been wonderful in so many ways. But he didn't understand why I could be home all day and not have any idea what we were going to have for dinner, or not be able to get the laundry done. And, you know, honestly, I didn't understand it either. It was just like, why can't I get it together?
Well, you know, poor guys, you know, they have no clue what women do every day at home.
It's true.
And they don't understand when you don't have routines in place, all you're doing is putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
one fire after another fire after another fire. And there is no rhyme or reason to what we're doing. So we're running around the house like a chicken with its head cut off. And it gets to be 5 or 6 o'clock and we see the clock. We have no concept of time because we're in, you know, this mode of trying to clean up the chaos. Mm-hmm. And that chaos doesn't allow us to even look at a clock, much less stay on top of, you know, what needs to be done because we don't have a system. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that I needed a system, I just thought, you know, it's obvious. You just take care of your kids and you pick up the house. It's not difficult. And then, you know, I was just homeschooling a preschooler when I started, and how hard is that, you know?
Well, what happens is we don't realize... You know, we do just fine with one kid in the house. Then you add another child and you've decided, oh, I'm going to do this wonderful thing. I'm going to homeschool. Mm-hmm. What else could be better than that? It gives you a purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, being a stay-at-home mom a lot of times is not enough for some people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they need some purpose. Well, guess what? Homeschooling is a great, great thing to do for your family. But if you're doing it to give yourself a purpose, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Hmm. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And because if you're doing it and your house is a mess, you're doing your children a disservice. Mm-hmm. You cannot homeschool if your house is a mess. Mm-hmm. So you, right now, the need for you to establish these simple habits, string them into routines, is going to change everything. You will find your purpose when the house isn't sucking the life out of you. Mm.
That's really good. And I'm really glad that you are bold enough to say that you can't homeschool if your house is a mess, because I think a lot of people try to tell themselves that they can. I recognized right away that there was no way that I could homeschool in the situation that I was in, because it was chaos and it was stressful and it was hard on my marriage and it was hard on me emotionally. It was hard on my self-esteem, and homeschooling is a whole separate career. You know, it takes so much. And I love what you're saying about the house and the mess and the chaos. It just sucks the life out of you. So you have nothing left to give to your kids as a teacher.
Well, let's take it one step further, Melanie. You don't have enough to give to being a mother, mm-hmm. and spouse. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these things. And then you take it this one more step. You've left you out of a picture. Mm-hmm. What are you doing for yourself? Because it's not homeschooling. Mm-hmm. That's a tough job in anybody, you know, for anyone. But what are you doing for you that gives you joy? You can't forget you in this whole process.
That is so true. And, you know, for me, I mean, I don't know if this is an issue for anyone else who is homeschooling, but for me, when I first started staying home, I felt like I didn't deserve anything because I wasn't making money anymore. And that was
those negative voices, mm-hmm. that we say, I was quoting myself this morning, making a little thing to go on Facebook, and my quote was, quiet the negative voices by celebrating the small successes.
I like that.
Every day. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the little things, just the fact that you get up and you get dressed in the morning. It's a go me day. Mm-hmm. Your sink is shining. It's a go me day.
Yeah.
The little things make the big difference. And that's what people don't understand. They think they need a whole day to clean house. Well, if it takes you all day to clean your house, oh my goodness, you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 minutes at the top of every hour. I mean, I've never homeschooled, but if you look at a kindergartner's class, just a preschool student's class, number one, everything has a place and everything's in its place. And when you change to another topic, everything gets put back where it belongs because there's a picture on the bookshelf that says this is where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the simple task of organizing the toy chest. It's not all piled in a box.
and it's not put off until.
No.
Yeah.
It's the top of every hour. Mm-hmm. Things change. Sometimes maybe every 15 minutes. But things get put back where they belong before you go on to the next thing. And the teacher, the director of the classroom, for another name, that teacher is saying, okay, it's the top of the hour. Maybe she has a buzzer that goes off. Today I've been playing with my timer all day so that I can remember to drink my water because I've not been doing well with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we forget to have the children pick up and put things away.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be rocket science. You know, you just have to set a timer or listen for the chiming of the clock or have one kid be the monitor and say, okay, it's 12 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. I mean, that's a great way for kids to learn how to read the face of a clock.
Mm-hmm.
You put someone in charge of, if you're not good at it, set a reminder on your phone. Use your timer. There's lots of tools out there. Then put on some fun music and for 1 minute, put everything away.
Mm-hmm.
Not stash and dash. Everything has a place and everything in its place. And if you don't have a place for things, you have too many things.
Mm. That's good. That is good. Where do you think that a disorganized homeschooling mom who's listening to us right now should start? You know, I know you've already inspired her, but she's thinking, she's looking around and she sees the mess and she says, what do I do first?
Well, it's just like with anyone. It doesn't matter if you homeschool or you're some lawyer in a big firm or you're a doctor that goes to work. Go shine your sink.
Right.
And practice keeping that sink clean and shiny for a whole month. Now, you're going to do a lot of other things, but this is we establish habits and we do them one a month. And if you can establish the 12 habits that we put into a year, it's the same habits every year because new people join and you fall by the wayside or jump off the bandwagon, whatever you want to call it. Start practicing these habits. And sometimes we need reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to redo it over again. So go shine your sink. If you're not dressed to lace-up shoes, go put on your lace-up shoes, get dressed. Fix your hair and face mm-hmm. so you don't walk in the bathroom and scare yourself, which I did this morning. I went to bed with my hair wet. I should take a picture of that some morning. It is comical. My husband just dies laughing at me when I've gone to bed with my hair wet because it sticks up all over. And, you know, fix your hair and face.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're ready to greet the day.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your lace-up shoes. It tells you it's time to do something. Oh, no. Another fun thing that I saw on television yesterday, this wonderful lady has done a study about getting into your superhero stance. And she's this psychologist, and you'll love her. Her name is Amy Cuddy,
okay.
K-U-D-D-Y. And she did a TED Talk. But what she did was put on your superwoman stance, you know, your hands on your hips and look in the mirror and, you know, give yourself a pep talk. If we act like it, or if we do what I've always said, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself the things that you need that encourage you. This superhero stance for 2 minutes, standing like a superhero and thinking in your mind that we're Superwoman.
Mm-hmm.
How powerful is that? Number one, it's eliminating the negative thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That you're saying, I can't do anything today. Well, can't, as my granny always said, can't never could do anything. If we will eliminate that negative thinking and replace it with something positive, like Amy has come up with,
mm-hmm.
the superhero stance, getting dressed to lace up shoes. You can walk out the door and chase the dogs, which my dogs just got out of the house and they're running down the driveway. But I'm not going to chase them because they're faster than I am. But, you know, you've got your shoes on. If that baby is running down the driveway because he got out of the car while you were getting the groceries out, you can save the baby. And that's mm-hmm. a testimonial I got one time because she was dressed to lace up shoes.
Yeah, you know, I know you've had a lot of problems with people giving you pushback on the lace-up shoes, and, you know, I never had a problem with that. I loved it. I love having my shoes on because, you know, it's not just chasing the baby, but it's like, oh, I need to put this out in the garage. Well, I can. I can walk out there and do that. And I just feel it's psychological. I feel like I am active. I am doing things. I'm not lounging around.
Yeah, people say, well, I'm just going to wear my house shoes. Well, what do house shoes tell you?
Right.
I'm in lazy mode right now.
Right.
I'm going to relax. Well, mm-hmm. every athlete has their shoes. Baseball player, football cleats, running shoes. Why shouldn't we have shoes that's just for us?
Right.
If we're not dressed in lace-up shoes, what are we telling our kids? Mm. We can go to school barefoot.
Mm. Mm.
If we're not using a calendar that is in front of their face, how are they going to learn how to use a calendar for themselves? It's all about us setting the example.
Mm-hmm.
Get up and get dressed to lace-up shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to change your life. Just like shining your sink will change your life. Mm-hmm. Just like decluttering 15 minutes every day will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's these habits that we establish that we don't even realize we're doing. One time I was interviewed by a reporter out of San Francisco, and or it was Sacramento. The Sacramento Bee is what it was. And I said, you know, your house practically cleans itself. And she says, well, that's just a bold-faced lie. Well, you don't tell a Southern girl she's a liar. And so I explained to her, I get up in the morning, my feet hit the floor. I make the bed as soon as I get up. I go to the bathroom. My clothes are laid out for me, ready to go. I get dressed to lace up shoes, grab a load of laundry, take it, put it in the washing machine, go to the kitchen, unload the dishwasher while the coffee's brewing, and that's the start of my day.
Mm-hmm.
And my house is, you know, I can, while the coffee's brewing, one day I'll do a feather dust, another day I'll do my weekly home blessing one item a day.
Okay.
And so when you do that, while it's 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 minutes. And you never have to see dust again. It's 2 minutes, and your dishwasher is always ready to take those dirty dishes,
mm-hmm.
not piled in the sink.
Right.
It's just 2 minutes. I never have to see puppy toe prints on the floor because every day they're coming up. So if we will just establish these simple habits. And then she was a real smart aleck, and she said, well, I already have that habit down, making my bed. I do that every day, and I have for 40 years. And I said, you understand now, when it becomes a habit, you mm-hmm. don't even realize you do it.
Correct.
You're on automatic pilot.
Right.
And that automatic pilot keeps your house looking good.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marla, let me ask you a question. Did you have to go to years of therapy and figure out why you weren't a good housekeeper in order to change your home?
It was a one-day process for me.
Yes.
It was New Year's Day. Like every other red-blooded American female, woke up and said, I'm going to get organized this year. And if you could see me right now, you would see that I'm doing little quotation marks around get organized. You know, what is that? We all strive for it, but we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down on New Year's Day with the only thing that had ever worked for me for any length of time, and that was Pam Young and Peggy Jones's card mm-hmm. file system.
Yep.
And I took that system and I tried to figure out why I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why, what happened to me? And what I figured out that day was what we started this whole conversation with was the negative voices in my head. If I missed a day, I threw the baby out with the bathwater, put the card file system underneath the kitchen sink, and said, I can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Those negative voices beating me up. So with that day of trying to figure it out, and then I made this big, long list. You know, we love to make these lists. And my list for just the daily things that needed to be done every single day was over 50 items. And I said, I can't do this. But yet we do. But when you see it in a list form, you just say, no, I'm not doing that. And our rebellion kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said, I'm going to be kind to me. I made two New Year's resolutions. The first one was to get organized. And so I tried to figure out why. And the second one, after studying it, was realizing that I was so mean to myself. No wonder I didn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to change my attitude toward me. And that's when being kind to me really stepped in. Because when you're kind to yourself, well, number one, you don't beat yourself up if you make a mistake. You say, oh, okay, spill milk, on with it, next.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking care of you through this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And shining that sink was an item that I picked because, number one, it would make my husband happy.
Mm-hmm.
So he can make me coffee every morning. I just have to turn it on. And that sink being clean and shiny and practicing it for a month instead of what psychologist Miss Melanie believe it takes 21 days mm-hmm. to establish a habit. Well, mm-hmm. they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you deal with perfectionist, that perfectionism wants you to give up before you ever get started. So if you go 5 days and miss a day, that's what happens with diets too. We eat something we shouldn't eat and then we give up.
Mm-hmm.
So if we will just be kind to ourselves by giving ourselves a grace period, and that grace period was another 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. It works like a charm.
Yeah. And, you know, this applies to homeschooling as well. You know, when you were talking about a list of 50 things that you need to do every day, a homeschooler could easily top that. You know, they could add another 50 things that they think they need to be doing just
in their homeschools. And then multiply that by the number of children.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's so overwhelming. And then when you're, I mean, you're so right that when you put the perfectionism in there too, that I have to not only do all these things, but I have to do them every single day. And the kids need to be cooperative and, you know, happy and thrilled about being homeschooled, which I just don't know that many kids who are that way. And then we just think, well, that's it. You know, I can't do it. I'll give up on this curriculum. I'll give up on teaching, you know, maybe I even give up on homeschooling because I just can't do it. And I love what you're saying about a positive attitude and starting with small habits. You've talked with a lot of homeschoolers over the years, I know, even though you weren't a homeschooler yourself. And what are some of the issues that you see cropping up over and over again with them.
Homeschooling parents tend to not spend enough time. They don't plan their week well.
Okay.
My friend Tammy Fox, she has a blog just like you do, Melanie, and she homeschools 4 children now. She's homeschooled 2 that are out of the nest. Mm-hmm. Has a job, and she homeschools 4 boys. Mm-hmm. And she has found that if she stays home the 4 days of the week and she plans for field trips on Friday, that it makes her whole week go better. Mm-hmm. So on Mondays, she takes 1 day of the week and she doubles up on their math and their reading so that it frees them up to be available for field trips on Fridays. Mm. Now, you know, the whole thing can change if it's a specific thing for a field trip, mm-hmm. but she adapts around that. For the most part, she likes field trips on Friday. Mm-hmm. But if she has a field trip on Monday, it sort of messes up her week because she tries to get those extra reading and extra math in. And she does unit studies, which mm-hmm. it's everybody's working to learning the same thing. And then as the older kids, you know, they've already learned these things, they help with the projects and different things that they do. Last year, I was so excited to watch what she was cooking for dinner every night. Here she incorporated cooking dinner into her curriculum mm. because they were studying the states. Mm-hmm. Every day there was a new state to study, and they did this during the fall semester. And they studied a different state every day. They cooked a meal from that state. And my mouth was watering all the time seeing everything she posted.
That's great.
This year, she did countries. Mm-hmm. And she would spend a whole week. So, yeah, the meal planning, if you feed them, they will learn. Especially if they're helping you cook it.
That's so true.
But it gets dinner out of the way, too. Her husband mm-hmm. is so happy.
Yeah.
Because when he gets in from work at 5 o'clock, dinner, and the kids get to share with him what they learned about this country or mm-hmm. this state, mm-hmm. is just so powerful because everybody, I know when my daughter-in-law decided she was going to homeschool, she called Robert and I to come over for dinner. And she says, this is what we're thinking about. And Robert said, yay. What can I do to help? Mm. You know, we were supportive. Not everybody is supportive no. of people who when they homeschool.
It's true.
I mean, Justin's father was a public school teacher. My mother was a public school teacher. Mm. You know, not everybody is gung-ho when it comes to this.
Right.
And, you know, why isn't public school good enough? Well, you know, sometimes there's different reasons people want to homeschool. But if you've decided you're going to do this, your house better be in order.
Yes, completely agree. I mean, having a messy house is not good for your kids. It gives them a feeling of insecurity. And it's not good for your spouse. We've talked about that already. It's not good for you and your self-esteem and your stress level. And it really wouldn't be good if someone came to the house who wasn't a really supportive friend or family member and saw that your house was a shambles and knew that you homeschooled, because they might think that you're not providing a good education to your kids.
Well, let's take it one step further. You might think you're not providing a good education for your children.
Yes.
And you have your guilt ridden. Mm-hmm. So, and here's what we do when we're guilt ridden. We push even harder instead of backing up. Mm. And stopping and investigating what's going on here. Why am I feeling this way? Mm. We just have to, you know, as I said in old Western, circle the wagons and try to figure out what's going on, because you're trying to teach in a kitchen that's a shambles. And all you can think about is, oh my, I need to do these dishes, but the kids are pulling at me. Everything's pulling at you. You just need to, everybody pull together, get it done, and then sit down to work.
We could talk and talk and talk about this topic, and every time I talk with you, I mean, I have been flying now since 2000, and that's been 15 years at least.
Well,
And
we're 16 years old now.
yes, and you're 16 years old, but I probably didn't find you
You
right
found us
away.
in the first year.
I did. Okay. All right. Well, very good. It's been 16 years then. Well, that would make sense because my oldest is 19 and I was homeschooling him for preschool when he was 3. But every single time, Marla, that you and I talk, I come away more inspired. And then I realize, you know what? These are some habits and practices that I have let get a little loosey-goosey around here that I need to change. So I know that this has been inspiring for the people who have listened. I just know it is, whether they are just at the beginning of trying to get organized in their homeschools or whether they, have made some really positive changes and would like to just improve their flying technique. I would love for you to share what some of the tools and resources you have available at flylady.net that you think could help homeschoolers.
Well, we have a homeschool teacher control journal that you can purchase. And we give away the teacher control journal. It was the hardest thing I ever wrote. I had a public school teacher to help me write this teacher control journal because we have a lot of teachers in our membership. And then I had it adapted for a homeschooling parent. Tammy helped edit it for a homeschooling parent and for a homeschooling student. And it's just a really good way to build foundations. And that's all we're doing, even with our children, is building foundations. And if you're not using a timer is a foundation. If you're not planning your week, that basic weekly plan is so powerful. These are all simple little tools that come from just taking a little system like Fly Lady and adapting it to fit your family or to fit your homeschool. Homeschoolers have way too much curriculum. They're saving curriculum for children that haven't even been conceived yet.
Now, Marla, now you're stepping on my toes.
I know what's hiding in your bookshelves. And it's everywhere. So you've got to contain it and you've got to bless others with your curriculum. You've had six children. You thanked me one time because you have six children, because without Fly Lady, you wouldn't have had six children.
That's
You're the first person to ever thank me for you having six children. It really kind of blew me away. But when you're organized, you know you can do anything. You become this superhero. And when you look at Fly Lady, she is all of those things in the cartoon character. She's a superhero. She's a fairy godmother. She's got her lace-up shoes on. She's a cheerleader. She's everything you need her to be at that time. And we just need to learn to love ourselves. And that's what flying's all about, finally loving yourself and being kind to ourselves through this whole process.
And that is what I also love about Fly Lady, because Fly Lady isn't perfect. And it's such a relief. I mean, for me, when you started writing on Fly Lady, those emails that you were sending out where you were just a real woman, you were vulnerable, you were open with your experience, and that was something that I hadn't been up to that point. I had to keep my household chaos a secret, and I had to keep my inability to juggle it all with homeschooling and parenting and housekeeping and marriage and everything else I was trying to do a secret. And I just love that you have given us all for 16 years now permission to be real, but not permission to quit, not to give up and just say, I guess this is just how it has to be.
At the bottom of every email, there's a little line. It says, jump in where you are. You're not behind.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we think we're behind, even if we're not, when we think we're behind, we stop. Mm-hmm. We do nothing because there's no possible way we can catch up. Or we try to go so fast that we end up getting hurt. And I mean physically hurt because we're rushing. More accidents happen because we're in a hurry.
Right.
So this goes just pull back. When you feel yourself getting antsy, and we all know that antsy feeling, being pulled in 15 different directions, just put on a calm song. Create a playlist that's just for calming you down. Mm-hmm. The song, when you hear it, whatever that song is, you just let out a big sigh and center yourself so that, and make a list of 5 or 6 things while you're sitting there. Not scribble off 25 things that need to be done. Just 5 things or 6 things. And then take a dice or up and put them in a bowl and pull one out and focus on the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the 6 things, but the one thing. Be totally in what you're doing. So if you're teaching, don't be thinking about the dishes that need to be done or the math project they didn't get finished with yesterday. Focus on the reading. It's on the one thing that you're doing at that moment. Be totally in it instead of every other place with your mind being every other place.
Mm-hmm.
Multitasking is not an asset.
No. But yes, I agree. Multitasking doesn't work. It really doesn't.
We have to stay focused on one thing at a time. And if we can do that, lives are going to be totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Set your timer and stay focused. That's what the timer is all about. It's not a race to beat the timer. That's not what the timer is about. It's about a race with stopping the race and staying focused on the one thing. So, okay, your kitchen needs cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
Set your timer for 15 minutes and go in there and clean your kitchen. You can do anything for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to stop.
Yes. I love 15 minutes. 15 minutes definitely changed my whole attitude about what I was doing in my home, in my homeschooling. I wasn't necessarily homeschooling for 15 minutes at a time, but I did find a curriculum that really functioned like that for teaching preschool, and I absolutely loved it. It was broken up into 15-minute blocks, and I would just do a block, and if I could keep going, I would, but usually I couldn't because there was a baby crying or something else that took my attention. But when I was able to come back to it, I just thought, well, I only have to do 15 minutes. I only have to spend 15 minutes on this activity, and then I could do it. So the younger your children, the more important it is to keep those lessons short. So you can absolutely use 15 minutes in your homeschooling as well as in your housekeeping.
Well, a lot of public school teachers use 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. They have 15 minutes of introduction to the class. Classes are usually around 50 minutes. 15 minutes of introduction and teaching it, 15 minutes of doing it, 15 minutes of wrap up and reteaching, and then a closing.
Right.
That's simple.
That is. It's really good.
And preschoolers really need that because fast, media-paced lifestyles, you're not going to hold their attention much more than 15 minutes.
Right. It's very true.
So don't beat yourself up because they're going to start glazing over after 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And your kids are going to do that. You do that. So why are you any different than your children? Don't reset that timer and keep pushing them. That's when you need a break. I used to write for Attitudes Magazine, and I wrote an article about when kids come home from ADD. It was ADD Magazine, but it was called Attitudes.
Okay.
And I wrote this article that said, when they come home from school, start them on their homework and do 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then let them play for 15 minutes. And they rewrote my article And they edited my article that said, work for 45 minutes. And I literally lost it. I never wrote for them again because some intern somewhere decided that wasn't enough time, or somebody who they had quoted on something else. 15 on and 15 off. Do you know how much stuff I can get done in my house that way? Mm-hmm. Because you get the ants out of your pants during that 15 minutes.
Right. Yes, you do. And the kids do too.
Yes. Hmm. And it energizes you. Like, I've been working on this essay. I've been writing this essay. And you can push yourself, if you're not in a zone to feel like writing, you can push, and you're not going to get a word. Mm-hmm. You're a writer. You understand this.
I do.
So I'll do 15 minutes of working on the computer, and then I'll get up and do something in the house. And when you get up and do something in the house, strange thing happens. Your mind gets freed up, so you're not stuck in that rut. And then when you sit back down to the computer in 15 minutes, the words are there. Mm-hmm. Same way with teaching. Same way with interviews. It just comes. Mm-hmm.
Everything that I learned from you, it just made a world of difference. And the fact is that Marla wasn't born organized. I wasn't born organized. So if you are listening to this thinking, well, that's great that it worked for them and they were able to do it, but it's not going to work for me, I just want to let you know that that's absolutely not true. If we can do it, if we can change our habits a little bit at a time and establish routines, assign different tasks to different days, start working in 15-minute increments, and change our negative Nellies in our heads, then you can do it too.
What I love is to meet homeschoolers. We go to conventions all over the place, and I'm going to be at 3 big conventions this spring. And I don't have them. They're on my events page on my website. Okay. But I'm going to be in Ohio. I'm going to be in Nashville, Tennessee, and Atlanta. And just come and see me.
Well, I will put a link to your event page, Marla, okay, at homeschoolsanity.com/homeschoolflying. You can find it there.
Well, that'll be fun. And come see me. We have a hot pink booth. It says,
great.
Are you living in chaos? And you should see the men that walk by. They look at their wives and they look back. And
I cannot think of a better interview to end the year with and to look forward to the new year with. Thank you so much, my friend, not only for what you did in my life and how you changed my life, but what you are continuing to do for other women and homeschoolers like me. Thank you so much for taking the time to spend with me today.
It was my pleasure. Anytime, Melanie.
Today's action steps are: 1, pick up your copy of The Organized Homeschool Life at homeschoolsanity.com/homeschoolflying. 2, shine your sink. 3, pick up at the top of the hour for just 2 minutes. 4, visit Fly Lady and check out her tools for flying at flylady.net. If you liked this episode, be sure to listen to The Power of Homeschool Routines with Fly Lady. Next week, we'll discuss how to homeschool in less time. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.